Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The kind of stuff that Tiki Barber and his radio show are, well, not known for that crazy stuff.
Right.
But we love having them on the CBS Sports Network. And Tiki going to be calling the LSU-Alabama football game tomorrow. Tiki, how are you? Thanks for joining us out here in San Diego.
I am doing fantastic. That Octagon showdown was pretty cool, man.
I'm telling you, Tony and I talk about those pre and post game shows all the time, and I'm not the world's biggest fan of them in general. But when Shaq and Barkley go at it, I just think it's must see TV.
Oh, they're just entertaining because they don't care. They'll say whatever's on their mind. It's damned if they offend somebody. You know what I mean? It's kind of awesome.
Right. It is fun. Give me kind of a quick thought on this game tomorrow, LSU-Alabama. I know you got to play in some big college football games at Virginia.
Yeah.
I remember you guys, didn't you upset number
Florida
one
Florida
State?
Yeah, back
that's
night,
right. It was a Thursday night game. I remember
right,
watching that game, the Thursday night game. You guys upset number one Florida State at Virginia. So you know what the feeling is like for LSU and Alabama, these kids coming out of the tunnel tomorrow. Take us through it a little bit. What's the feeling like,
yeah.
I mean, for a game like this? Because we can't imagine it.
Yeah, no, this one is epic. I mean, think of that Florida State-Virginia game because we were lowly ranked. I mean, not lowly, but we were about 18 or 19 or so. They were number one in the country. Imagine 1-1. One in the AP poll, number one in the coaches poll, 2 and 3 in the college football playoff ranking system right now. And for the first time in it feels like a decade, LSU is actually viable. You know, Alabama is wet the floor with them the last few years, 8 in a row that they've won. But this year, because of the evolution of LSU's offense, finally, we've seen it explode across college football. LSU was kind of stuck in the Stone Ages with their offense, but Joe Burrow comes in as a transfer quarterback from Ohio State, and he's a leading candidate for the Heisman Trophy right now. It's pretty fantastic to watch them play. They have three great wide receivers in Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase and Terrace Marshall, who have 25 touchdowns between the three of them. And on the other side, with Alabama, it's kind of the same story. They're mirror images of one another, which is going to make this game so compelling to watch. The question from Alabama standpoint is obviously whether or not Tua Tagovailoa is going to be able to play with that high ankle sprain that only has had about 23 or so days to heal. But it's also so paramount for the winner of this game to be successful because the loser kind of gets boxed out of the college football playoff in that Final Four because of how the Final Four ultimately be determined.
Tiki, you spoke a little bit earlier in that answer about how this matchup has kind of lost its luster a little bit going into this season, and you know, with the addition, with having Joe Burrow really come into his own, has changed this matchup and changed the outlook of how people view this game. This game is predicted to be a pretty close one. What do you think separates the two teams? Because if Tua plays and he's healthy, these teams are as you said, mirror images of each other.
Yeah, really it's going to be defense. I mean, we're going to focus, and all the pregame talk and all the hype is going to be around these two quarterbacks who are, you know, Heisman Trophy candidates, and their weapons, which are spectacular on both of these defenses. But the X factor is truly going to be on the defensive side of the ball. LSU has been good, stout in the run game, but they're 60th in the nation in pass defense, which is something, obviously, with Alabama being very strong in their pass game, it's something to keep an eye on. And for Alabama, they have the most freshman starts in the nation. I mean, think about it. They lose players to the NFL all the time, and so they have to turn over frequently. And two in particular linebackers, Shane Lee and Christian Harris, who are in the middle of that defense, are true freshmen. They're going to have to play a significant role in slowing down this LSU offense, especially with as much as they throw the ball. So as much as we'll talk offense, I think this game is going to be won by which team shows up most effectively on the defensive side of the ball.
Tiki Barber is with us. You hear him on Tiki and Tierney, and also calling tomorrow's game with Alabama and LSU. Fantastic matchup, college football. You'll hear the game right here on 97.3 The Fan, kicking off at 12:30 tomorrow. Tiki, when these two teams play, and I guess whenever Alabama plays anybody, Nick Saban always comes into my mind. I'm curious, did you ever cross paths with him coaching anywhere in the NFL, or hear from people
No.
who have played with him, and what makes him tick and what doesn't? Because he's a
Yeah.
he's a very difficult guy to figure out from the outside.
Yeah, he's stoic. It's almost like he's not enjoying what he's doing. It's like, I'm the most dominant coach in the history of football, and, you know, I don't care. I'm upset with myself. I never crossed paths with him as an opponent. Obviously, he was only in the NFL for a hot cup of coffee before he went back to the college ranks. But I did get a chance to meet him last year at the Auburn-Alabama game, which was pretty amazing. And the thing that I took away from it is that he is – like structured to the T. It's like, I'm coming out with my security guard. There's going to be one in front of me. There's going to be one behind me at exactly, you know, 33 minutes before the game. I'm going to walk out. I'm going to actually, it's probably like an hour and 33 minutes. I'm going to talk to this guy. I'm going to talk to this guy. I'm going to stay out there for 27 and a half minutes, and I'm going to turn around and come back in. And right then the recruits that we have in town for the weekend are going to walk by me as I walk into the, locker room, and then they're going to follow behind me. It's like this like expertly timed out execution of everything. And it gives you an indication of why they're so consistently good, is because there is that expectation, right? You got to be precise. You got to do the little things. It's very similar to Belichick, right? Do your job. Be accountable, be responsible, and good things will happen. And I think it's why they've been able to have such a sustained success over the course of his tenure, both here in Alabama and other places as well.
Tiki, Ed Orgeron on the other side, on the other sideline over there, has found his way to LSU seemingly in an unconventional manner. But although it seemed like the folks in LSU weren't happy originally, he's kind of turned the tide over there. Ed Orgeron, talk about the job he's done with this LSU ball club and this program.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of getting him moving in the right direction.
Oh, he's been amazing. And, you know, look, he was there on an interim basis, and nobody thought that he was the long-term answer. Maybe it's, you know, the bridge until they found the next great, you know, put that in quote, head coach to come down there. But it's his old-school football coach mentality, just from the way he talks to the way he carries himself. It's a one for all, an all for one mentality, and they all buy into it. And what's held them back, to be honest with you, as I mentioned earlier, was his lack of adoption of this nouveau offense. And so you don't get these superstar recruits, right? They don't want to go and you know, hand the ball off 35 times a game. They want to spread it out and have fun and whip the rock around. And we're starting to see that now with Joe Burrow. I think they added to their staff and bringing in Joe Brady from the New Orleans Saints, who's opened up the spread offense and innovated it in so many ways. Steve Ensminger, who is our offensive coordinator, has like really taken all of this talent and put it into like his laboratory and come up with all these great ways to get his playmakers the ball. And it's exciting football to watch. If you've never watched LSU, watch this game and watch how fast play. It's like they want to learn 90 plays in a game, and it keeps defenses off balance. And so, the job he's done has been phenomenal. Won 10 wins for the first time in a long time last season. Finished in the top 10, I think sixth in the college football ranking when the season is over. And then evolving on top of that, he's done a heck of a job, and better than anyone could have expected.
Tiki Barber gets to call the game of the weekend tomorrow, Alabama LSU. You'll hear it right here on 97.3 The Fan. Tiki, I can't let you go without one quick question. As a former great New York Giant football player, the Giants and Jets are playing each other this weekend in New York, and they're calling it the Dumpster Fire 19. Did you see that? Like two of the worst teams in football. Could you imagine being in the middle of that game with the media in New York? It's got to be just crazy there.
No, man. It's look. Interestingly, for a 1-7 team and a 2-6 team, there's actually a lot at stake in this game, because if Adam Gase can't get Sam Darnold playing better and show some fight. Like, it's almost like he laid down last weekend. Then he might be a one-and-done coach, as crazy as that sounds. And that's the guru status that he was given when he took that Miami job. The Jets might move on from him. And similarly, with the New York Giants, I think Pat Shurmur has a little bit more flex here because the Giants are a more stable organization. They're not rash. And Daniel Jones has made a lot of progress. They have obviously Saquon Barkley there. They've suffered ridiculous amount of injuries. With Sterling Shepard maybe having with the concussions a career threatening injury. Evan Ingram's not playing this weekend. But so much is going to be learned because if you win this game, it gives you bragging rights. It gives you something to be, to talk positively about. If you lose this game, especially if it happens in bad fashion, these coaches' jobs could be in jeopardy.
Yeah, I just think of the fans in New York. I mean, how passionate they are, and Jets fans, Giants fans. I mean, and both their teams struggling so bad, it's just going to be everything on the line in that matchup on Sunday. Hey, Tiki, thanks so much for the time. Have a great time calling the game tomorrow. We'll be listening here in San Diego, LSU, Alabama. Have a lot of fun. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Tiki.
Thank you guys for having me. Talk to you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.